Welcome to Speaking of Everything, an Enlightenment.com interview with Ken Wilber. To skip this introduction, please go directly to track 2. Ken Wilber is the most widely published and influential philosopher of our day, in part because his theory, or map, of reality honors the most truths from the greatest number of realms, including hard science, developmental psychology, and spirituality. Because of its breadth, all of Ken's theory cannot be conveyed in a single interview, but our dialogue will give you a good taste. So please, just sit back and enjoy Ken's warmth, wit, and humanity, as well as his ideas. You may be unfamiliar with some of the terms you will hear. If so, please consult the glossary pamphlet that we've included, or the more in-depth version found on our Enlightenment.com website. Just a few terms bear explaining at this time. One key to Ken's theory is the holon, or a part that is also a whole. For example, our planet is a whole, but is also part of a larger whole, the solar system, which, in turn, is part of an even larger whole, the Milky Way galaxy. And so it is with everything. Each whole is also a part of a larger whole, from subatomic particles to human beings to galaxies. Importantly, each holon has at least 4 dimensions or quadrants, which brings us to Ken's all quadrants, all levels approach. The 4 quadrants consist of 2 pairs. One pair is inner, or subjective, and outer, or objective. The second pair is singular and plural. You can visualize inner and outer as the horizontal axis, and singular and plural as the vertical axis. Together, that gives us the 4 quadrants, or dimensions, that every holon has. As a simple example, as you listen to my words, you are a holon with 4 dimensions. First, you have an interior singular, which includes your thoughts and feelings. Second, you have an exterior singular, which includes things that can be observed and measured, such as your body position or heart rate. Third is your interior plural, consisting of cultural elements such as language. Fourth, and finally, there is your exterior plural, which includes the socioeconomic factors that determine your standard of living. Next is Ken's concept of all levels. In its most simplified 3-level form, human beings evolve from pre-rational to rational to trans-rational stages of development. An all levels approach takes all these levels into account, from human infant to normal adult, to self-actualized or spiritually realized individual. Put all quadrants together with all levels, and you have Ken's all quadrants, all levels approach. Another term is meme, spelled M-E-M-E. As Ken uses it in the interview, meme is shorthand for value meme, and comes from the theory of spiral dynamics, which holds that individuals and cultures develop through a series of these value memes or stages of consciousness. Each of these memes or stages is identified by a different color, as detailed in the glossary. On the first level or first tier of memes, individuals and cultures develop from beige to purple to red to blue to orange and then to green. The green meme, which Ken focuses on throughout the interview, is characterized by ecological consciousness and is known as the sensitive self. Higher or second-tier memes also exist, including yellow and turquoise. These second-tier memes hold the health of the entire spiral of development as their prime directive. Importantly, Ken claims that most of academia and a good slice of the baby boomer generation is stuck at the green meme, and it is now time for them to move on to second-tier consciousness. The interview's first major topic, lasting through track 5, is Ken's think tank, the Integral Institute, which he intends to use as a vehicle to influence the major institutions of politics, business, science, medicine, and higher education. Ken feels that if the Integral Institute makes a strong enough case through a series of definitive academic textbooks, our society will move to embrace a more integral, all quadrants, all levels approach. I'll be back later with a few more words before the next section of the interview begins.